Unmissable Stories, uncut and uninterrupted.
So we just heard Ed Sheeran. He's got a brand new ticket policy to his show. What does this mean?
Okay, so fans are very unhappy. They showed up to Ed Sheeran's UK tour, the first date. And if they purchase their ticket not directly from the official vendors, from a website like Viagogo, they were told that ticket is not valid. You must pay another 730 dirhams at the door. The other money will be refunded to you. You must repurchase a ticket. And the reason Ed Sheeran is doing this is because he believes it's unfair that these websites or whoever runs these websites buys the tickets, then resells them for an inflated price.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So like, let's say the price of the concert is 250 dirhams. They may sell it for 450 dirhams and make a profit out of it. Mm. And Ed Sheeran believes that is not the right way to get a ticket to his show. So he wants to get rid of that. Here's Ed Sheeran talking about
this. This is very difficult to make happen, though, I would say.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of people paying more than face value for tickets when you can get them at face value. People just need to start taking a stance. Yeah, and then within 2 or 3 years, I think companies like Viagogo are just kind of going to be kaput. It's all being done properly. I'm not stitching people up.
All right. So, but what I don't understand is if you were to buy that ticket from the website Viagogo, for example, and then you pay, let's say, 700 dirhams.
Yeah.
You go to the concert. They say buy a ticket. Yeah. Two things could happen here. Number one, the ticket could be sold out. The concert could be sold out.
That's what I was thinking. Because like an Ed Sheeran concert, 100% is going to be sold out.
But he says you'll get your money back.
Yeah.
Who's paying the money?
I think it's him, the promoters of the concert, who takes like 5 to 6 days to get your money back. But he just wants to make sure that fans who are buying the ticket are paying the correct
price. That's
good.
I know that like in the UK, Glastonbury Festival and stuff, you have to have your photo on the ticket and everything.
Like it has
these
to
days.
Be a proper official ticket, which I don't think is a bad idea because it's a lot of people do that. They'll buy 20 tickets and then make money off.
Hey, there were fake tickets running around for Redfest DXB when we did our show,
exactly.
So and they were getting sold on such websites.
That's
so.
Why they say please buy it from the official
retailers. All right, finally,
Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, aka Jon Snow and Ygritte, have announced they're getting married June 23rd.
In real life, not in the show.
In real life, not in the show. So they're tying the knot in a castle in Scotland, which is owned by Rose's father. The two went out for a year back in 2012. They broke up for about 3 years, got back together in 2016, and then engaged.
Well, that's cute. There we go.
They took some time apart, and 200 guests were sent Game of Thrones-themed wedding invitations.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you have to have a Game of Thrones wedding, right?
So when there's a new series for Game of Thrones. Is that next year?
Yes, sometime next year. They haven't given the date
out final,
yet.
It's a final season as well. They're taking like 2 years to film this. You know what's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, Home Fries.